Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. As always, you can join the show if you want to. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Sam Bankman.
Oh, man, that guy. You're talking about the head of FTX. That's who Sam Bankman is.
Well, I don't work for them anymore.
No, technically he doesn't, apparently.
I'm just in the Bahamas enjoying your crypto.
His billions of dollars that he took off the hands of his depositors. We actually have Joey here from Breaking the Flaw. Good evening.
How's it going?
Good. It sounds like you've been following this FTX thing pretty closely.
Yeah, I've been really glued to it. I've been watching all of the news
on
that. But that's about the only news I've been watching.
Do you want to admit whether or not you had an account with FTX?
Oh, I did not have an account with FTX. Oh, I don't have none of my cryptos on exchange. I'll admit that. Yeah, no, forget that. Even all the exchanges, they all released their books and sent out emails and stuff. And you know, I'm looking at them like, I don't know if this is correct. These are even numbers. Like, what's going on here? I don't even know if they really have it or not.
Yeah, you really can't trust these guys. I mean, if there is a trustworthy exchange out there, it's hard to know which one it would be. And even then, you still don't know if they're going to get hacked. So even the most honest exchange could still be under some sort of an attack from an outside source or even an insider.
Yeah.
You know, maybe somebody working in the tech support department or the engineering department is a bad guy, and then they have a backdoor access. Like what supposedly happened in this FTX case was just a couple days, like within hours or whatever, of the them locking the doors, so to speak. Somebody snuck in the back door and took hundreds of millions of dollars of cryptocurrencies out.
Wait, when was this? Like recently?
This was like 2 days after they locked out their exchange.
Yeah.
Like right when they filed bankruptcy that night, I think it was, or the night before, somebody went in and literally stole hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency out of the FTX vaults. So like whatever they had left was cleared out.
Where is the government on this? I mean, not that I expect the government to do anything on anything ever, but when there is actual crimes like this and money laundering and money disappearing, and this is like something you want to look at?
Well, right now, he's based in the Bahamas, right? So when you say the government, do you mean the Bahamian government?
Well, I guess. And you know what? The United States, they have black ops. They could just sweep in with a helicopter, grab them, and then fly away. You know, they really could do this. And
well, they could. According to CNBC, in a bombshell emergency court filing, FTX said evidence suggests Bahamian regulators directed Bankman to gain unauthorized access to FTX systems to obtain digital assets belonging to the company after it had filed for bankruptcy protection. So, apparently, they then said that Bankman then transferred those assets to the custody of the Bahamian government. So according to this story at CNBC, maybe the hack that happened after the site was quote-unquote shut down, the back door that was opened up and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of crypto emptied out from the accounts, maybe that went into the hands of the Bahamian government. Maybe they're protecting him. I don't know.
Jeez, that'd be wild.
I'm not sure what exactly they are alleging here. The filing said that Bankman transferred the assets to the custody of the Bahamian government, citing an interview by Vox on Wednesday, where Bankman expresses serious disdain for regulators. This, after this same character had been calling for regulation. This was Sam Bankman-Fried was the top voice for regulation of the cryptocurrency industry, and now he says this in the interview with Vox, quote, F regulators, they make everything worse, they don't protect customers at all. And, of course, he's absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
But that wasn't his attitude a week and a half ago.
Well, I think we all knew what he was about because his parents were heavy financial regulators, and it shouldn't have been a surprise.
I think his dad, I was reading a little bit about his dad today. He's a college professor, and he is a psychologist,
really?
I believe.
Mm.
So he's not a financial regulator, but what he did do was he wrote extensively about kind of the, I think it was like anxiety or something like that, and how that could relate to lowering tax fraud. Like there was some sort of medication or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure they fine-tune these things.
He's a big statist, right?
Yeah.
Like he wasn't a regulator per se from what I was reading, but he believes in it, right? Like he believes in regulation, he believes in taxation, and he wanted to figure out ways to get tax compliance to be higher.
Mm-hmm.
So his dad and his mom, I think to some extent as well, she's some sort of psychologist. So these are two people who love the government. They love big government. And so to hear Sam Bankman say F regulators is really shocking to me.
Hypocritical.
Like, I mean,
galore.
Good for him for, you know, changing his mind on that. Maybe
that's not how it's going down, though, Ian. Like, he had all these things in mind beforehand. He set the motions in place. He let these collapses happen the way he wanted it to. He knew that it was going to all catch up to him, and he has him, you know, tweets in play, right? He's been numbering them. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really strange. Like, he almost, like, did it all on purpose. Like, all these tweets are unpurposely planned and to be released timely. He's playing the game as hard as he can. And good chance he's going to get away with it because of it, you know?
Well, he's going to get away with it if he gets away with it because he gave millions of dollars to the establishment. He gave $40 million, I think was what it was, to the Democratic establishment. So why are they going to touch him? I mean, he admitted in a video that I saw yesterday evening that, and this was like in an interview he did a year ago, he admits that he lied to banks in order to open bank accounts.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what they're accusing the Crypto 6 of, one of the things they're accusing the Crypto 6 of. But I guarantee you they're not going to arrest him and charge him with bank fraud.
No.
Guarantee
you. It doesn't seem like it.
So a little bit more here from the CNBC story. The accusations that, again, he had given a lot of crypto funds to the Bahamian government were made by FTX. So remember, he's no longer the CEO of FTX.
Right.
There's this regulator type that has taken over FTX who apparently was involved in, he took over Enron when Enron was going down
the
tubes. So the same guy has been brought in to assess what's going on with FTX.
Sure.
The accusations were made by FTX in a motion in bankruptcy court. In that motion, they said the alleged conduct puts, quote, in serious question, unquote, a request by Bahamian regulators for recognition as liquidators in the bankruptcy. Quote, in connection with investigating a hack on Sunday, November 13th, Bankman and FTX co-founder Gary Wang stated in recorded and verified texts that Bahamas regulators instructed that certain post-petition transfers of debtor assets be made by the men, who debtors understand were both effectively in the custody of the Bahamas authorities, and that such assets were, quote, custodied on fire blocks under control of the Bahamian government. I don't know what fire blocks means. I'm not sure what that terminology means. But it sounds like what they're alleging here is that Sam Bankman-Fried and his co-founder were in custody of the Bahamian government, and they literally told them to transfer all their funds out, whatever else they could get out from the system. This is after they declared bankruptcy.
That sounds like a ledger. It's a fire block? It sounds like a ledger or something.
What? Yeah, a ledger, like, you mean the hardware wallet or an actual ledger?
I don't know. I know there's hot wallets and cold wallets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fire sounds like a hot wallet, something that can be easily moving. I'm just guessing.
I don't know. Sam Bankman said, you know what was my biggest single F-up? Chapter 11. So he's very sorry, apparently, that he filed for bankruptcy.
with what country? Bahamas?
That's another good question. I think they did this. No, apparently it's in Delaware. So he had a U.S. Division, right?
Yeah.
So FTX was one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges on the planet,
right?
Like number 4 or 5 or something like that by volume. And then he had a separate exchange called FTX US that initially, when FTX had locked down their platform, FTX US was still operating, and he was acting like, no, everything's fine. FTX, the US side is totally fine.
Probably
and then
true.
A day later, And then a day later, that got locked down, and they filed for bankruptcy.
Mm.
So the number here is 603-283-6160. The Starbucks employees are striking at 100-plus stores. You can share your thoughts with us and bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and coming up here, we're going to get into the Starbucks. Apparently 100-plus stores striking. We'll talk about what's going on there. It's Ian and Joa here tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. We were talking about this situation involving FTX that has become what is being described as a contagion. And what that means is there are a lot of other sort of not even related sites or, I guess, organizations that weren't owned by FTX, because FTX did have their fingers financially into a whole bunch of organizations, and there was like 130 different companies that were included in the bankruptcy filing last week. But there's other companies that weren't owned by FTX, but apparently they had millions of dollars worth of customer funds of theirs on FTX. And so now that FTX has been frozen due to the bankruptcy filing and being not having any liquidity or very little of it to process withdrawals, these other companies have also frozen withdrawals. So there was one called Gemini Earn, which is related to the Gemini Exchange, which, again, not owned by FTX. But the Gemini Exchange, one of the oldest exchanges out there, apparently they had some sort of dealings with FTX, and so now their Earn product is completely frozen. There's another one called Salt, which was one of those lending companies where you could give them your cryptocurrency. Like, let's say you had a whole Bitcoin, and you wanted to get a loan for $5,000, right? Like, Bitcoin right now is worth about $16,000. Let's say you wanted a loan for $4,000. You'd have to give them the whole Bitcoin, and then they'd give you $4,000 as a loan. So basically, they would hold the Bitcoin that was worth four times.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies that do this.
Yeah. So that company has frozen withdrawals, frozen deposits at this point. Again, they weren't owned by FTX. So that's what they're calling the contagion, where there's all these other companies in this.
Well, people are blaming FTX on the Luna crash.
That's true as well. Yeah, they're saying that this Sam Bankman was behind the attack Luna / Terra, which was the big decentralized stablecoin that crashed and burned earlier this year. It was a huge destruction of value. That thing was like, I think it was over $20 billion or close to $20 billion in value, and it was all gone within
days. I played it so good. I played it riding up. I was like, all right, here we go. And then I'm like, this is getting awfully sus. And I pulled it. It was right at the top. And then I put it in at the very, very bottom.
Bitcoin.com, by the way, is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there and click Get Started at the top of the page, because as much as the haters want you to believe, Bitcoin is not going away.
No.
This is not going to be the end of cryptocurrency. There's a lot of proclamations out there that FTX is going to somehow sink Bitcoin, or it's going to sink cryptocurrency. And certainly the price has taken a dip. There's no doubt about that. And the price overall in the last year has been trending downward. But, of course, it's still higher than it was 3 years ago. Let's keep that in mind. Keep perspective. Always zoom out.
Absolutely.
Whenever you're looking at the cryptocurrency.
It's still early in its phases.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the amount of people that actually have invested, you know, we probably have a lot less investors now.
this is going to scare some people. There's no doubt about that. In fact, I had a story about how millennials are now less interested in purchasing cryptocurrency compared to last year. It was like 50-something percent last year. Now it's at 30%, apparently, of millennials that are interested in buying crypto. And people have been spooked. And that's understandable. But, you know, over time, I think it's going to be shown that Bitcoin is resilient. Just as it has been shown with every other exchange failure that has ever happened. I mean, FTX is just the latest, and no doubt it's a big one, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to minimize the importance of what has happened over the last week, but it's not the first one to have a problem, to go out of business.
Right.
And won't be the last.
I just want to make it clear to people that with everything that's going on with FTX, this is not... Yes, they've called hacks and stuff like that, but this guy is literally, you know, taking your money and then giving it to somebody else and claiming that your money's still there.
That's what he did, yeah.
Right, so that's wrong. You got to know where you're going to, if you're going to invest or, you know, buy crypto, whatever it is you're going to do with crypto, make sure that you're in charge of it. You know, that
not
you are
keys,
banking.
Not your coin.
That's right. And that... It can't be stressed enough for you guys to like know what to do with crypto and how it functions, because once you start letting somebody else take control of it, it's gone.
Yeah, that's why you really do need to take the time to learn about this thing. And we've been saying that forever, yeah. Right? Don't just take our word for it. The technology is very exciting. It is potentially world-changing. Arguably, it already has changed the face of finance, because that's why you see all these governments around the world trying to catch up and say, oh, we can do digital, too. We're going to do a CBDC. And I know you had a story about that here tonight, too, so we can definitely talk about that. But go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page and go through, at the very bare minimum, the first video.
Yeah.
Three minutes. Watch that one. Dig deeper if you want to. Try to understand some of the new concepts that are involved here. This is a currency that you can have control of. You can also let somebody else hold it for you, but that's a seriously risky move, as we've seen in just the last week. So Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. If you want to get the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find them there. The site is very deep. There's a lot of information there. But get started by clicking Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. We continue here with Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Oh, good Lord. I didn't expect you to bump me in so quick, son.
Here you are.
All right. Well, I called an area last night talking about the old Magic Bank man there.
Yeah.
And, well, he seems he's hiding in Bermuda. One of my thoughts is that an American territory? Is he extraditable?
I don't know. He's in the Bahamas, according to this, not Bermuda.
Bermuda. That's right. Yep.
And isn't Bahamas a British territory? Or was it once upon a time? I don't know offhand.
Anyway,
I think Bahamas is the United States, right? No.
No, it's not the United States. And I'm looking here to see, it may be its own independence. Yeah, okay, declared independence from the United Kingdom in 1973. So it is its own nation. Presumably it's extraditable. I mean, I think there's only a handful of places on the planet that are not extraditable. But anyway, go on.
Well, it just came to my attention that come December 30th, this guy is sponsored for a big deal, sponsored by the New York Times,
mm-hmm.
where the New York mayor is going to be the first speaker. He, old Billfold boy there, is going to be the second speaker, and then they're going to have the CEO of Twitter and the CEO of Amazon and all these highfalutin big butt daddy Warbucks SOBs.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I really can't figure this one, but it's rattled my cage.
Yeah, I have heard that the Bankman is supposed to be at this conference, but it wouldn't surprise me if they canceled him at this point.
I hope he does go, and he gets scrutinized on the way in.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So, yeah, you can contest it according to this one website I'm looking at here right now. If you were in the Bahamas, you don't immediately get extradition, but there's probably, it just depends on who's going to pay them the most, basically.
I hope Bankman comes.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Buffalo is among the cities that's set to get hit by a major snowstorm. The National Weather Service in Buffalo warned of a long event. It's expected to be the worst Thursday night through Friday night, when more than 3 inches of snow could fall each hour. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm. Snow is also affecting parts of other states, including Pennsylvania and Michigan. Matthew Ladko is with the New York State Thruway Authority. He tells Fox News he's lived in Buffalo a long time, and this might be one for the ages.
This storm, I've been here 34 years, and this is the most snow in the shortest period of time that's ever been forecasted. The important message during this storm is stay home. You know, stay home and avoid travel if possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here, Ian and Joa, in the studio tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the latest on the FTX fallout, the contagion, as it is being called, where companies all across the crypto field are not quite shutting down in some cases, although the ones connected to FTX certainly have. The ones that maybe had assets on FTX, this exchange that just went under essentially a week ago, I think it was about a week, maybe just over a week ago at this point, other companies have been freezing withdrawals, freezing deposits. They're assessing their situation, and we may see further bankruptcies. We may see further destruction that could be taking people's savings with them. And, of course, that's one of the most tragic parts. I mean, I don't mind seeing a man fall from grace who is the largest advocate, the largest voice for regulation in the crypto field, this Sam Bankman.
Well, I got breaking news for you.
But I don't like seeing average people losing over making mistake. And you know, the new user to crypto, they don't know about not your keys, not your coins. All they've heard was, ooh, number go up. I got to get this thing right, where number go up. And then they go on a website like Coinbase or an FTX or something like that. They buy the thing that they think is going to go up over time.
Well, I don't know if you remember.
And they leave it there.
Remember when Coinbase went public? That's when Bitcoin started to drop.
Did it?
Yeah, it was right at that time. I remember that. It was like almost a year ago now they went public.
I feel like it's been longer than that. No. But what's the breaking news?
All right, breaking news. FBI is planning to extradite Sam Bankman-Fried back to the United States. Well, I mean, it also says, according to Bloomberg News, American and Bahamian officials are exploring possibilities of extraditing FTX founder Sam Bankman for questioning.
Questioning?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Can they extradite somebody for questioning?
It, that's interesting. I mean, well, that's like when a cop asks you to get out of your vehicle. He hasn't told you.
You're under arrest.
He hasn't told you. Yeah, he hasn't told you you're under arrest yet. So once they get him into custody, you're under arrest. Let's hope.
I think you're probably right about that. Well, I mean, look, this guy definitely, I mean, it looks like he scammed people. It looks like this thing might have been a scam from the very beginning. Some people are saying that there were back doors that were programmed into the system that he then allegedly used. Obviously, we don't know who the hacker was, but it was some insider who knew that these back doors existed. Yes. And this guy is supposedly known as a talented hacker. That's what I've seen in the sort of the crypto Twitter posts about Sam Bankman, that he's you know, he's good at this stuff.
I heard he's talented at getting hot girls, and he's...
No, he's not. Have you seen his girlfriend?
Well, that... No, no, no. He's... No, that's... Yes, I've seen her.
Okay.
But we all have seen her. But, and there's some unpleasant photos of her out there now.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh,
from boy. The parties. So this is really interesting. But he's had luxurious parties, orgies, all other kinds of crazy experiences in his presence.
I've heard there's a lot of amphetamine usage at the
office. A lot of drugs, yeah. Not surprised by any of that. And I'm wondering who of his clients are also involved in that kind of thing. And not that it's my personal business, but if he could be, you know, leveraging or, you know, I don't want to accuse him of doing something, but maybe very similar to Jeffrey Epstein type stuff going on to keep people
hush.
There
are some allegations that there was this story, Joa, that came out literally, I don't know, a week before the FTX crash and burn happened. And I'd intended to talk about it here, but we didn't get to it. So I'm just going to bring this one up because it's pretty crazy.
Did you hear?
No. Did you hear about the guy who's a crypto programmer who died in Puerto Rico?
No.
So according to Thor Maximalist on Twitter, this is a crypto libertarian sounding guy that is one of the guys I follow. Thor Maximalist is his name.
I've heard of that, yeah.
There's a guy who was a programmer of the DAI cryptocurrency, DAI. And this is a decentralized stablecoin. It's the most popular one ever since Terra Luna died earlier this year. It went crashed and burned almost completely dead. DAI was the number two.
I didn't know that.
Stablecoin at that time. It's now number one. The programmer, one of the original programmers, he was 29 years old. He died in Puerto Rico. And he died in a mysterious circumstance in the water at the beach in an area that supposedly has riptides or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So supposedly he just got caught up in dangerous currents. But this was, he literally died weeks after typing this on Twitter, quote, from September 4th. He died at when was this? The end of October. Quote, three possible futures for me. One, suicided by the CIA. Two, CIA brain-damaged slave asset. Three, worst nightmare of people who effed with me up until now. I'm sure these are the only options. But then 2 days before, that was a few weeks before he died.
Yeah.
2 days before he died, he tweets this. CIA and Mossad and pedo elite are running some kind of sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. They are going to frame me with a laptop planted by my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. They will torture me to death.
Wow.
2 days later, he turns up dead floating in the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, waterboarding, let's assume it's connected there, that he was waterboarded or somehow drowning is a horrible experience, especially if they prolong your drowning and they pull you up last second. They keep doing that. That is one of the most torturous ways to go.
So you got this guy who's a crypto insider. He's a programmer in the same area. He's Puerto Rico. He's down in the islands talking about a pedophile ring with the CIA, etc. And then you hear about Sam Bankman-Fried allegedly wearing pedophile logos on his clothing.
I'd like to see that. Do you have
So there's an image of him on his Twitter account. And if you look at the image of him on his Twitter account, it's like a graphic. It's like a
okay.
Like somebody drew a picture of him.
All right.
But on his shirt, they're saying that the logo that's there is similar to, like, you know, did you ever see that FBI report that came out?
You mean the spiraling triangle?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things. It's one of the spirally things.
Yeah.
And there was like an FBI report that came out that said that these spirals or whatever are images of pedophiles, secret pedophile rings or something like that. Now, whether the FBI knows what the hell they're talking about on that, it could have been misinformation. I don't know. But it's just one of those things. And they showed the logo of Alameda Research, which was his company, and then like the logo that was on his shirt. And one of them was for like the boy pedophiles, and the other one was from the female ones.
I know it's because of several things, obviously the Pizzagate stuff. And then,
yeah, that's when we first heard about
it.
And
then I saw it on True Detective, believe it or not, the TV mm-hmm. show, the first season. And they showed off the actual FBI printout. So everyone should have known about it then. I even, this is a side story, but I went to Cape Cod and went to Provincetown. I went to this like hippie shop, and they let me film. I haven't released the video yet, but I asked for permission. They gave me permission to film, and I found a case of jewelry that had all the pedophile symbols all in one case.
See, here's the thing. It's like, it's not an uncommon pattern for humans to draw, though, either, right? Like
no, but
a spiral.
Ian, this was no coincidence. I mean, I'm not trying to associate with the gay town, P-town, Provincetown, but yes, there is heavy presence of these things there, and there, out of all the, there's tons of jewelry. I mean, like, this jewelry, 100 feet long of cases and jewelry galore. And then there's just one little case, 2 feet wide by 2 feet long, of just pedophilia rings. And you can go to this place and confirm it. And I'll release the video.
Well, spiral rings. I hesitate jump to the conclusion that every spiral means you've got a pedophile.
No, this was a triangled mm-hmm. spiral, and right next to it was the double butterfly, which is the girl love symbolism.
Okay.
And then the boy love right next to it. It wasn't coincidence. It was literally.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's
there.
True about SBF either. That's just, you know.
I know. All right. Yeah, sidetracking.
You hear a lot of stuff. Did we even get to the news? I don't even know if you got to say what the.
Oh, no. So, yeah, before FTX collapsed, right?
Yeah.
We were just talking about before all this happened.
Right.
Founder, Sam Bankman, poured millions into pandemic prevention. So when the coronavirus pandemic hit and the world shut down in the spring of 2020, many more in the loss of life, jobs, and normalcy. Bankman, cryptocurrency entrepreneur, and his brother Gabe, 25-year-old congressional staffer, said the pandemic provided them with something else, an opportunity to make a difference.
We'll talk about that coming up here. Well, that's what his whole gig was about. Yeah, he was always about talking about how he's going to help people, etc. More coming up here in moments. This
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com. And you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Just had somebody call in asking if we were on the air. It's like, dude, we're on the air 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If it is between those hours, then we are on the air. Unless the studio's been hit by a tornado, we're going to be on the air. And that could include the FBI, by the way. They've raided our studio a couple of times in the last decade. And that has delayed our broadcast somewhat when that has happened. But we've always come back on the air, like, within 24 hours.
Right.
So we've been pretty reliable, and very rarely are we not on the air. It's like 7 days a week we are live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern. You can join us, of course, anytime on the phones. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to get further into your story, yeah. Joa, here. You brought up this, was it Washington Post?
Yeah, it's the Washington Post.
About, this is one of the pieces that people are saying is essentially a puff piece for FTX and for Sam Bankman,
right.
Where they're saying, oh, he was such a good guy. Oh, this is so terrible. Yeah, look at all these things he was doing. He was going to help with the pandemic. And apparently there's been this big New York Times puff piece where they haven't said jack diddly about him stealing people's money. And it's all just been about, like, oh, it was just a mistake. Poor
yeah.
Bankman.
Well, it's saying that FTX, through Bankman, they undertook a project to spend potentially billions of dollars on pandemic prevention, a long-neglected priority on Capitol Hill.
Potentially billions of dollars. What, billions of dollars they didn't have, it sounds like. Billions of dollars that was not theirs to spend. When you deposited money
FTX... No, they're not spending your money. This is their philosophy called effective altruism.
Yes, that's what they pitched constantly, mm-hmm. was that they were good guys.
Yeah, they weren't doing it for themselves at all, or anybody else.
No.
They were doing it because of the kindness of their heart.
Right, it wasn't all about Sam Bankman. That's why he was putting himself up on every advertisement for FTX, including the sides of not just billboards, but entire buildings with his face on them. Because it wasn't all about him or anything.
No, but here's the thing is, like, if you read into this article a bit further, right? it's like, yeah, maybe it's going to help with this pandemic, allegedly, right? But then you read it. It's like campaign donations and other initiatives intended to improve biosecurity and prevent the next pandemic. Biosecurity?
What is that?
That just sounds like you're trying to get, like, no contact sort of, you know...
That sounds like you got a chip in your hand.
Exactly. Right? Yes, yes. Biosecurity, right? Yeah. They're trying to make it so that we don't have to touch bills, dollar bills. And that would be great. I wouldn't want to touch another dollar bill in my life. But sure. They're trying to bring on the CBDC. And that's
central bank digital currency.
Right. And that could be like one of his ways to convince everyone, oh, you don't have to touch money again. We can use the CBDC, which is secure and traceable and all this jazz. But obviously traced by... This is psychopaths in charge.
The Federal Reserve would have total control over the CBDC.
Yes, yeah. And it just goes on and on. This is a little funny thing here. It says, while Sam Bankman-Fried's spending had invoked comparisons to public health champions like Bill Gates and political kingmakers like George Soros, some commentators' former allies now suggest other parallels, such as disgraced Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes, who vowed to revolutionize healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, they're comparing him to someone that's great, even these people that they're mentioning are not so great.
Sure.
But, you know, they're trying to prop him up. You know?
Yes, they are.
And he really isn't anyone special. You guys got to read his tweets.
No, he's just a dork. He's this dorky kid who does not take good care of himself, obviously.
No.
Like, he is in bad shape, and he's constantly on drugs, which, again, I don't have a problem if you're using drugs, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. But if you're using... If you're in charge of billions of dollars mm-hmm. of other people's money, and you're just popping amphetamines like crazy all day,
right.
doing God knows what with other people's money, I mean, taking crazy risks, that's pretty irresponsible.
Apparently he was taking a drug that people that have, what do you call it, they have the shakes of Muhammad Ali and the other guy.
Hmm.
It's Parkinson's. Yes, Parkinson's disease. He's taking his medication that he doesn't have Parkinson's.
Mm.
Doesn't seem like it.
Just because he's going to get a rush off it, right?
Yes, it's a wicked brain drug. And, you know, it also, you know, heightens your sort of reactionary sort of responses.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have just completely messed up on this whole FTX trading thing. I think it was in the works for a while.
It was a plan.
Yeah, but, you know, if this guy is an egotistical maniac and... You know, he's just running this business the way he wants. No one's listening to him in his firm or whatever. I could see it all being placed on him, which is how they're trying to set it all up, in my opinion, because he's going to be the fall guy. And he might go to federal prison with tennis courts
something. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't believe it. I don't think so. I mean, maybe they'll prove me wrong. But, I mean, how can he go to federal prison after giving $40 million to the Democratic Party? Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
That's not why you give $40 million to politicians. You expect something in return. So
I like one of the tweets he said, and this is number 14, my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Clean up and focus on transparency. Well,
too late, bro. It's
focus
gone.
On transparency. Dude, you're supposed to be transparent from the beginning.
The money's gone.
You're not going to focus transparency. You just need to be transparent.
Well, and then apparently the guy who's running FTX made a statement today where he said, Sam Bankman-Fried is no longer in charge of FTX.
Right.
He has no active role with the company. So all this stuff he's been saying, last I looked was last night. It was down to like number 30. You read number 14. He's just been going for 2 days.
Yeah.
And it's all about how he's going to try to get customers money back, and he's focused on the customers, and the guy who's running the company, and I was like, this guy's not involved anymore, so all the stuff he's saying has absolutely no validity whatsoever. Like, even if somebody wanted to believe him, he doesn't have a company now,
right?
And that's over.
Yes, it's done. And by the way, the name of the company that he was funding to help with the pandemic, it was called Guarding Against Pandemics.
Right,
Guarding,
wasn't his brother running it?
Yes, it was his brother.
Mm, how convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to take $1 billion or whatever from FTX and then shuffle it over to his brother for quote-unquote pandemic whatever.
I almost feel like it's kind of threatening, right? Oh, don't let us fall. Don't let me fall because I was trying to save you all from the pandemic, right? And it's like, oh, now that I'm falling, guess what, guys? Round two.
This fat tub of lard wasn't going to do anything about the pandemic. I mean, if anybody looked at him and said he's the paragon of good health, they were just absolutely deluding themselves.
Right.
This guy's eating fast food all day. Well, I mean, he's never lifted a weight to save his life.
This is all part of, like, the structure that they're trying to build. They're trying to build, okay, pandemic's coming back. We need to have a currency that you can't touch. It just seems like it's all falling in place, what he was trying to do, and he's going to get it. I mean, maybe not him, but the world's going to get it.
Going to get what?
This CBDC. At least they're doing a 12-week program is what they're going to experiment with. And then we're not going to bat an eye in 12 weeks because it's going to work and function perfectly, right? And then they're just going to implement it.
It's not going to be right away. It's government. It's going to take years for that to come out.
But they doesn't yet people's attention spans, though. It doesn't matter.
But they haven't yet approved it. So what they're doing right now is they're doing a trial, and they're going to come back with the results, and they're going to report back to, because it's the New York Federal Reserve, I think, that's doing the trial with TD Bank and Bank of America, a lot of the big banks. So they're doing this sort of interbank transfer thing, which, of course, what Ripple was supposed to be originally. The Ripple cryptocurrency was supposed to help banks transfer.
XRP. Ripple is just the company.
Okay, whatever.
I just want to make that clear, yeah.
XRP is called Ripple, isn't it?
Yeah, but when people say Ripple, you're associating with the company out there, the investing company.
Well,
versus,
they made it.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they did. I don't know. It's been around for a long time.
They might have been part of developing, but I don't know.
Well, they're the ones pushing it. They're the ones who are trying to get banks on board. Right. The whole vision for Ripple was that it was going to be an interbank currency that sped the process up rather than having to use the Federal Clearinghouse or the SwiftWire system or whatever. They would use Ripple. Of course, now the feds are going after Ripple in an SEC lawsuit, much like going after the Library.
Right.
Library, unfortunately, lost their suit. So, I mean, I don't know how that's going to pan out for Ripple.
And Ripple's been saying, well, let's go. They've been asking, let's go to court. Let's go to court. Let's get the regulations set in place so we know what the game is. And that's exactly what they do. They in almost any time the government does something where it's, legalizing, it's like a gray area in the market and what's happening, it's always the big players trying to swallow up everything while entrepreneurs.
The big players don't want Ripple involved. They want to cut them out of the picture. They want to do their own thing. That's what the CBDC is going to come in for.
Right. And what I think is going to happen with the CBDC is that they're going to throw it out there. It's going to get onto the big exchanges, and people are going to realize, it is fairly stable. And then they're going to swap their crypto into it.
Exchanges are going to have a CBDC?
Yes, I do. I think these big ones that are going along with everything. And then as soon as you convert into CBDC to hold, because you see crypto going down, because you're doing day trading or whatever, and then as soon as you put any of that in CBDC, it's going to be tracked. Everything you do from that point on is going to be tracked.
That's what they want. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about. The Starbucks strike is under.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.